The human mind does not exist only within the human body. We know the mind and the brain are not the same thing. The brain must stay where it is, but the mind is free to roam at will. For example, you, the listener, come with me. Let me borrow your mind for a moment. Your mind is flexible. It can stretch like rubber. For while you will sit there letting your mind go far away into the dark passageways of that mysterious mansion of Inverness, you will still be able to hear everything going on around you. Voices, traffic, everything. The mind is a good friend. Never lose it. That was a joke, you see. So, with your mind, come outside your body, at a distance of 3 feet from you. Now, with your mind, notice the color hair, the eyebrows, the mouth, and the teeth, the lips, and nostrils. Very good. Now again, with your mind, look about the room you are in. What is on the wall in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right? Good. Now we are going for a journey. First, take your mind up to the ceiling. Now, look down at you, sitting there. Now, leave the building, away across the rooftops. See the buildings passing below. Aha, you are flying. Very good. Now you are flying above the countryside. See the trees far, far below. There's a river way below. A road, pastures, a woods, pine trees. And finally, a bay with birds circling far below you. And there, upon a mountain that rises up from the Bay of Inverness, the big, gray, Victorian mansion with 3 tall towers. And now, we fly right down and in through the wall, and there we are, inside the wall. Inside the dark passageway between the walls, where lives the Madonna Vampira. But she is not there. You are, alone. Make the hallway lighter with your mind, light enough to see well. Now we float past the gilded frames. Upon the walls, paintings of ladies with tight corseted elegance from ages of royalty past. And finally, we stop before a mirror. We see nothing. The mirror does not reflect our mind. We move into the mirror, through the glass, and finally, through the wall itself, and we are into the room of Chief Wampum.
Chief, try and be serious. You haven't answered my question.
I feel a presence in the room, you see.
What do you mean, a presence?
The listener.
Oh, come on, Chief. I know you know, but all you do is sit there in hysterics.
If you wish to know about the demon, ask Meenie-Eenie, you see.
I haven't seen Meenie-Eenie in some time, and you know it. I don't even know where to look for her.
Perhaps she can be found in the dragon's cave, yes, no?
Yeah, you're very funny, Chief.
Some people learn through pain and suffering. Others through laughter and joy.
You're one of the laughter and joy ones, I take it.
Why not?
Oh, boy. Look, tell me, Chief. Chief, if you were stuck out on a ledge about 12 inches wide and wished to leap a chasm to another ledge, but the chasm was 12 feet across, what would you do?
I would leap it.
Thanks. Well, how would you do that?
With my mind.
Yeah, well, that's okay for you to do. But what if you had to take your body along with you? Then how would you get across the chasm?
I would use an aluminum extension ladder. Very good for, how you say, yawning chasms.
Well, that's really funny, Chief.
Oh, yes, you can depend on me when the going gets rough and you are stuck out on Rue Morgue Avenue.
Thanks, Chief. I'll remember that. Well, look, I hate to leave you when you're having such a good time, Chief, but I've got to be off. Say, do you think that little Frida's all right?
Oh, yes, I'm certain she will return. Who pigtails, eh? How you say? Stand on end when danger looks near. But when she went poof, eh? Your pigtails were very relaxed, you see.
Well, that's what everyone keeps assuring me, that she knew what she was doing. I sure hope so. Okay, Chief. Thanks a lot. I'll see you.
Oh, namaste. Oh, little Frida.
Yes, Chief?
You were there all the time.
I came in when you brought in the listeners. Jack has courage.
Oh, he has foolish courage. But he will come through, I believe. Tell me, how much longer are you to remain in that state?
A little longer. I don't want to materialize yet. I don't wish to lie to Jack, and when he starts asking questions, I'm afraid I'll have to tell him everything.
Yes, he balances the circle. With his presence, all of us will be able to achieve what we were not able to achieve before, you see.
He may even find Lord Giles.
His path through the fourth tower has many dangers. Each level contains worlds the rational mind is unaccustomed to. Our attempts to disorient this rational mind are but mere child's play to what he will now begin to experience. Mm. Oh, my goodness, we have done our best. May the gods now guide him safely, and may our prayers help to give him strength to endure.
Amen.
Now, for a glass of sherry, eh? Yes, no?
How did you know I can drink sherry?
Oh, there. Let me tell you, child. There was once a famous yogi, a beloved prankster who would dematerialize, you see, and then he would float into the homes of the English there in India. When the drinks were being passed, there would often be one drink disappeared into thin air.
I bet it tasted pretty good, huh, Chief?
Oh, it was a rare, exquisite warmth that flowed through every loose molecule, followed by a silent smacking of dematerialized lips, you see.
But the illusion falls away. As my teacher said, the skin cannot be ripped off the snake. The snake has to molt the skin. The illusion will fall away at the rate it'll fall away, no matter what you do. You scream from the rooftop, go crazy, rush to India, stand on your head and not eat. And it's all karmically determined that you're doing it in the first place. And in the second place, it's happening just at the rate it's happening. And all you're thinking you're doing something about it is phony. So you say, oh, well, if that's the case, I'm going to go and I'm going to just lie, cheat, steal, you know, lust. What the hell if it doesn't make any difference? So you say, go ahead and try. Because who wants to be brought down? In order to do that, you've got to leave here. And here is the best place, it turns out. You're hooked, finally. You're hooked on the here and now. It's totally addictive.